Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, are showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move.
Welcome back in the Morning Hookup. Man, that was fun. I love you guys so much for chiming in. We've got a few more that have come in, too. Gary Jerry says a five-year pass, all Major League Baseball games, including playoffs and World Series. Troy also chimed back in. I like the idea, too. Add those Braves tickets and clubhouse celebration pass after the World Series. I want a pair of goggles, too, and we're celebrating in the clubhouse with the champagne.
I wonder if Brady could hook that up. I mean,
Justin, by the way, tweets in, can Tom Brady make the Huskers win out plus $1,000 and a kicker, and that's all I want for the bowl?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
There you go.
That would be nice. It's funny, man. Now, you could have got a lot of different things, but the Bitcoin might be enough just for me, $63,000.
You think? Tom's like, I just get a guy Bitcoin. No big deal. No big deal. I got a Bitcoin.
No hair off my chest.
I probably got a few of those laying around.
Right.
You like put change. I know they're digital, but I just feel like if it was an actual coin, right? You know, you have your change thing in your car. He'd just have like actual Bitcoins just laying around in his car.
I don't know how it works, but I don't know if that's how it works.
It doesn't, but if it was a coin, he would just have them like
have stacked up like John Wick.
I feel like he's like the old DuckTales. He just dove in his money.
DuckTales?
Yeah, you got to look it up, man. You're too young for that stuff.
DuckTales, huh?
Go look it up.
All right.
But while you're doing it, before you do it, let's do what's trending at 10.
Manziel will be cut at the start of the year.
Do you think that Kyrie is worth all of this drama?
New fallout from the Astros cheating scandal, with some Astros players taking heat for how they're apologizing for the cheating. Oh, what's
going on? Here's what's trending at 10.
Do you remember yesterday on the show when we were talking about, we were recapping the NFL, and you mentioned how Zach Wilson was out for a few weeks with the Jets.
Yeah.
And then I mentioned
Flacco.
Flacco was going to be next up. That was when I thought he was still on the Jets.
I think you're like, you knew what was going on. You got like a phone call, didn't you?
No, I thought he was on the Jets. I didn't know he got traded to the Eagles. But apparently he did, and that's who he was with. But we got word later in the day, and thanks to my boy Taylor, who listens to the show, he sent this to me. The Jets traded back for Joe Flacco. So Flacco is now back with the Jets, and one would think that he would be starting for the Jets here coming up. So Flacco back in New York.
Poor Jets.
Poor Jets.
Oh, by the way, before we did not. I got us off the rails.
Yeah, we didn't do our bottom three. Yeah. Start at 30.
Jets, Lions, Houston.
Oh, jeez.
Jets, Lions, Houston. Houston's the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
You put the Lions last.
No. I got Houston last. I got the Lions at 31. Maybe this is immature.
You put the Giants there?
No, I actually put the Panthers there.
They are bad.
They are very bad.
They're bad.
You do what you did to the Giants on Sunday. That's very bad.
The Giants move way up. They're like in the 20s now.
And the Jets, I don't know. They beat the Titans, so.
They stink.
That's something. So I put the Panthers at 30. All right, so we got that taken care of.
Sorry about that.
It's all good. That was a good conversation, though, what we did get sidetracked on. So Carson Palmer, we haven't really heard from this guy. Well, I haven't, at least, but he went on the Dan Patrick Show the other day, just yesterday, and he was talking about the USC head football coaching job, and he let some information go.
Yeah, he seems to know a whole lot about what's going on with this when he talks like this.
It does. He actually mentioned that head coach Mike Tomlin for the Steelers is a name that could be in the mix.
Okay.
That's right. And he also mentioned the other names who were, you know, that we know has been brought up before. But yeah, Mike Tomlin. Could you see that happening?
Possibly. They're on the downside of the Tomlin, Roethlisberger, all that run, with not a lot of end in sight of who's next, what's going to happen. Yes, I could.
Tomlin's a good coach.
Because of that thing. Now, Tomlin loves the NFL and things like that, but could he? Possibly.
Oh, man, you put a guy like Tomlin.
Why not?
You put a guy like Tomlin on a college team where...
Problem is, can you find a really good staff and stuff like that?
I mean, that's recruiting gold, I think. I mean, these kids grew up watching the Steelers and Mike Tomlin, you know, coaching mm-hmm. them. They know who this guy is, and he's coached some good players. So I think that would be an okay grab. I think it'd be interesting. Yeah. We were just talking before the show about Tony Dungy's coaching mm-hmm. tree.
Yep.
That's one of them right there. So, yeah, Carson Palmer. Apparently Tomlin is being discussed.
Yeah, sure.
By the way, that was like some news, too. Not many people knew about that. So there's Carson Palmer releasing some news. Now, I want to bring up this next story, Hooks. It's interesting. It has to do with European tour golf. Okay. Now, I know we don't pay attention to that very much.
What?
But I got someone calling here real fast.
All right. Go ahead.
Hey, you're live.
By the way, speaking of that.
Yeah, hey, let's take this call real fast.
You're taking it live?
You're live on the air. Just keep your radio turned down. Don't swear. What do you want to say?
What's going on, guys? It's Tyson. I want to weigh in on this whole Tom Brady, what I think I would ask for.
Oh, yes, please.
So I think there's two things I would ask for. I think one of them is very manageable. One of them is a little bit more of a stretch. I would ask to be the golf cart driver for Tom Brady in the next match.
Ooh.
I think that would be the first request. The second would be, and I think he would be a good sport about this, but I would ask him to bring to the match a signed deflated football to hand off to me.
Deflated one, yes. I like that. I like it. See, you can ask for anything. It'd be perfect.
I'd ask... The deflated signed football has to be somewhat comparable in monetary value to the 600 touchdown.
I'd probably take it a step further. The cart, I want to drive it, and give me the cart.
That's a good one.
Sign
yeah.
the cart, I'll drive it home.
Get it to the match, yep.
Done.
That's a good one.
Awesome.
That's
thanks, Tyson. Hey, appreciate Tyson. You, man. That's
you
awesome.
Have a good one.
By the way, just going back a little bit, did you hear what Jerry Jones said about the football?
No.
He talked about it.
What did he say?
He said he would have played hardball with this thing because he is, you know, Jerry Jones is a businessman. You see what the value of that football could be?
Yeah, at least $500,000.
Yeah, he's like, I'd have played hardball with him.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. That is a
Selfish.
Lot of money. I would have got it and ran. No,
Selfish.
I'm joking. Okay, so back to the story. This is interesting. Now, imagine having this happen to you. Okay, you're on the tour. You made the cut. You're in contention.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday comes, and you get locked in your bathroom.
No.
It happened. Jeff Winther, who is on the European tour, this is exactly how it happened. Him and his wife were in the hotel room. He was taking a shower. She came in to use the bathroom, which, by the way, I know some men are like, you know, no, get out of here. Don't use the bathroom while I'm taking a shower. But that's what happened. She went in, and apparently the door locked, and they couldn't get out. They were trapped
what?
In the bathroom. And he was going to miss his tee time. Again, he was in contention. But thank you to his 6-year-old daughter. She came to the rescue, opened the door, got him out.
And he made his tee time.
He made his tee time. Funny enough, he ended up winning the tournament.
Perfect.
Ended up winning the tournament.
That's awesome.
Thank you, 6-year-old daughter.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Get me out of hawk here. Wow.
okay. I should have brought this up when we were talking about the USC job, but this is interesting. James Franklin. He switched agents yesterday to CAA. It's an industry titan. Jimmy Sexton is who he is signing with. So one must think, why is this man changing agents right now? USC? Question
maybe,
mark?
Maybe.
Jameson Welsh, who we have on the show, he, quote, tweeted that and said, he gone. You could, I mean, could you see Franklin doing a good job at USC?
Yeah, fine, sure.
What do you mean? Like, I think he could.
He's a good coach.
He got Penn State back to...
He's a good coach.
...being, you know, good.
He's a good coach.
All right, I got a few more things left here. Apparently, the Cubs are bringing in a University of Illinois alum to be assistant GM, and this kid's like super young, and they're calling him a whiz. He's known as to be like a whiz around the baseball world. So I wonder about the Cubs are trying to do something here,
like Hardball or something. Not Hardball, Moneyball, like that guy from Moneyball. The analytics that they put together.
Yes,
is that the kind of kid they're getting?
Well. Not sure, but this guy is apparently well-known. He's been with the Astros. I think he's been with the Cardinals, maybe. I don't know. I thought I'd bring that up. Stupid story. All right, stupid Cubs. All right, next story here, and this is the last thing I got. I just want to put this in perspective. This is pretty insane. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk, he became the richest man in the world. With his net worth reaching $255 billion.
Get out of here.
Now, that makes him worth more than every MLB, NBA, and NFL team combined.
Just
come at $241 billion. If I was Elon, I would just shell it all out and be the mastermind of all professional sports, you know. Buy everything. Now I own you.
Wow.
I own professional sports.
That's insane.
You got anything you want to bring up?
Yeah, man. Did you see who the Seattle Mariners have a new person who has ownership in the Seattle Mariners? Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, okay. Cool.
He said, I was just in a conversation. It just kept snowballing. Finally, I was able to do what I needed to do. So it wasn't like I woke up and said, you know what? I think I want to do this now. What's next? I was able to pull the trigger this year. I had to wait my turn like everybody else. He purchased some shares from another stake owner who also retained stake, but Ken Griffey Jr. is part of the ownership group now of Seattle Mariners.
Cool.
You ever see his swing?
His swing? Of course I have.
So pretty.
One of the only hitters to hit the warehouse in right field at Baltimore Stadium.
So pretty, man. He had a great swing. One of the best. Yeah, there was something else I had. My computer is just messing around here.
What are you trying to find?
This is the story. You always look at the umpires and what's going to happen. There will be three umpires in tonight's game who will be calling their first World Series game.
Oh, that's always exciting.
How about that?
Hopefully they don't blow it.
Three guys.
Speaking of umps, did you see one of the referees who reffed the Kansas City-Tennessee game on Sunday? He died.
Yeah, it was the replay guy.
Yes.
The replay official passed away, man.
Yeah. You know, ended his life doing what he loved.
Isn't that crazy? That's so sad, though. He was a fixture, it says... It was Carl Mattson, by the way. It was an NFL officiating fixture for more than two decades. Two decades, man. He worked as an on-field and off-field official for nearly 25 years. He transitioned to the replay official in 2009. That's sad, man. That is sad. What else we got? Monday Night Football tonight. Texas Tech, by the way, fired their coach. Texas Tech fired their coach after the loss to K-State right away. See ya.
That'll be an interesting hire. I do have a question for you, but first, we got to take this call. It's Bryce.
Bryce. Oh, baby. I've been waiting for this call since yesterday, since the other night.
Oh, my goodness. Hooks, good talk to you, buddy. How about them Bravos? Huh?
Let's go. Let's go.
Golly, man. Just after the the crazy 2020 COVID year, those 60 games, that crazy run to fall short to the Dodgers, and the grind that was this year, I mean, it just seemed like we were out of it. Then it got to a point where, hey, it'd be cool if we could win the East. But, hey, it'd be cool if we could somehow beat the Brewers.
Yep.
Hey, wouldn't it be cool if we could somehow beat the Dodgers? Hey, wouldn't it be cool if we could win the World Series?
It'd be,
let's keep this thing going,
It'd be way cool. Since, I mean, for us, since 99, you know, living the 90s when you're only getting one title and how good they were there. And I said this yesterday, Bryce, I think they're doing it right now in the front office the way they did it in the 90s, and it's paying off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at all the, you know, all the moves they made. There's Soler and Jock and all the dudes they were in. Rosario, obviously, look what he did. I mean, goodness gracious. That three-run homer, by the way, I want to shout out to Snit for what do we draw, fourth inning, draw a two-out walk.
Yep.
Put in a pinch hitter.
Pinch hitter.
Get a double. Couldn't quite send him home. It's like, oh. And then come up and have the hottest hitter in baseball or whap a three-run homer.
Yep.
Which was the difference in the game. I mean, just remarkable. Remarkable managing in that situation.
By the way, if you heard, I picked the Braves in six, and I think it's due to the pitching staff. I think we have more pitching than Houston's going to have.
Yeah, can Fried win a closing game, man? He'll get us there, but can he close it out?
Yep.
You know, he could have closed out the Dodgers last year, could have closed them out this year, and he struggled. And he, you know, he's our dude. He, you know, he's great. Can he get the job done in that big moment?
Well, hopefully, you and I are celebrating here real soon, man.
But it's fun though, isn't it, man? I looked up before games came up. How about that?
Yeah, it's so much fun. Bryce, appreciate you, man. Good, glad you called, man. Good talking to you. Maybe we'll catch a game.
I'd like that. And at least hopefully we can, about a week from now, we talk about how the Braves are World Series champs.
Yes, sir. Have a great week, man.
Hey, you too. Thanks, man.
Awesome. Boy, Bryce, my resident, my Braves fan. I know there's others out there, man. We'll take your calls. 402-466-3776. 402-466-ESPN. Thought we had somebody else. Maybe not. Will's talking to him. But coming up here shortly in about 5 or 6 minutes, we're going to have Brian Munts on HuskerOnline.com. Get a chance to talk to Brian, the recruiting world for the Huskers.
We got Liberace on the line.
Liberace, huh?
Yes, we do. I'm very intrigued to see where this is going to go.
Uh-oh. Liberace, happy Tuesday.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
I would give up. I'd like to be with Tony Romo locked in the bathroom for 1 week for that football.
Okay. All right. That's pretty good. All right. So he wants to be locked in the bathroom with Tony Romo for the ball. Liberace, whoever that is.
Yeah. Appreciate you calling in.
Wants to be locked in the bathroom with Tony Romo, for the ball.
Tony Romo.
Maybe for various reasons. Maybe he wants to kill Tony Romo. I don't know.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. Let's not call in again, though. All right.
On that note.
On this next note, I wanted to bring this up. A little NBA. We're getting into the season. I actually watched a full Timberwolves game last night.
How did you get through that?
It was bad. They actually looked really bad last night. I think this is what the announcers said. They played the Pelicans on Monday at home, and they played them again last night at home. So back-to-back home games against the same team. Minnesota has not won back-to-back home games against the same team, I think they said, since 2004. It's incredible.
Really?
It's absolutely incredible. But the NBA, so there's three teams that are currently undefeated right now. It's the Bulls, the Warriors, and the Jazz.
You got those two. A couple of them you really liked in our season predictions, by the way.
That's right, I did.
You like the Bulls? You like the Warriors?
Warriors playing good right now. Down a few guys, too. My question to you, who is the last undefeated team out of those three?
Warriors.
Okay. The Bulls have a decent schedule.
Warriors.
I'll go with the Warriors, too.
I like that. Last one, NBA, by the way. It has been reported that Ben Simmons has reportedly accumulated roughly $2 million in fines during the holdout from the team. The report now is they're no longer going to be fining Ben Simmons for missed games and practices. They're going to stop the fines. After last week, he said he wasn't mentally prepared to return to the team.
$2 million?
Roughly a accumulated $2 million in fines for everything that's gone on.
Jeez.
But now they have stopped the fine world.
That's wild. He's hurting himself now, it seems like. When you're losing $2 million just for not showing up. I wonder what it means, though, that they're not going to start fining him.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if that means a move could be coming. I don't know.
Things are softening up or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there. So, all right, let's do this. Let's take a break.
Hold on 1 sec. I'm just getting a DM from...
Okay.
Kelly Prater, let me see.
Oh, what's Kelly got?
Let me see what he says.
Is Kelly chiming in on this?
He said, did Hooksy's high school prom date just call in about rum? I don't know. I don't know who Hooksy's prom date was.
Kelly.
We love you, Kelly.
We do love you. All right, let's get out of here. Take a break. Brian Munson, HuskerLine.com.